Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Back at H.H. Chapman Stadium on the campus, University of Tulsa, Union 57, Norman North 43. That's the final score, and the Redskins are the 6A1 state champions. Let's take a look at the scoring and how this game went. It started with Union just screaming down the field with the kickoff, going 7 plays, 54 yards in 2.5 minutes. It was Shamari Brooks' 4-yard run that put Union up 6-0, but Noah Rauschenberg missed the extra point, uncharacteristically pulled it. It looked like maybe something was wrong. Norman North comes back to take their only lead, a 1-play, 23-yard drive, Klein's 23-yard catch from Marquardt, and the extra point gave them that lead of 7-6 about 12 seconds in. Then, Gardner Hoopengarten on what has got to be my favorite play in the history of Union football, on a tackle-eligible, on a fourth-down play, rumbles, and I mean rumbles, in from about 4 yards out, an 8-play, 65-yard drive. The kick was good, and Union had the lead back at 13-7. Then Trey Brown, on the next drive, takes the first catch he makes of the night and goes 53 yards in 10 whole seconds. He covered the distance quickly, and Union led 20-7. He got a little bit better as C.J. Moore then had an 11-yard catch from Davenport on a 9-play, 62-yard drive to make it 26-7. Then right before the half, Rauschenberg added a field goal, and we go to the half at 29-7. At that point, you're thinking, you know what? This could be a 50-20 game. Well, Norman North had other ideas. They came out in the second half, go 9 plays, 78 yards. Kohler's 35-yard catch from Marquardt made it 29-13. Union answers with C.J. Moore on a 7-yard catch from Davenport after a 3-play, 8-yard drive. Now it's 37-13. Then Norman North scores again. Stoops, that is Drake Stoops, two-play, 16-yard drive. A 16-yard catch from Marquardt made it 37-21. Union answers. 2 plays, 63 yards. Shamari Brooks with a 46-yard run, and it's 43-21. Once again, Norman North answers. Alexander on a 2-yard run. The extra point is good. The drive, 8 plays, 75 yards. Now it's 43-28. C.J. Moore scores again. This time, 5 plays, 54 yards. Moore's 39-yard catch from Davenport, and the kick made it 50-28. Norman North wasn't going away. 6 plays, 54 yards in a minute 5. Stoops with another 28-yard touchdown catch from Marquardt. Now it's 50-35. The Brooks 4-yard run right toward the end made it 57-35, and then the late score, 5 seconds to go, makes it 57-43. Got to give Norman North some credit. They didn't go away, Zach.
They didn't, and they played hard that second half, probably played harder than their first half, and you would have thought maybe at halftime they probably would have got a little down by just the points on the board and what the game was looking like with 44 yards in the first half. Second half, they came back and they continued to just fight and fight and fight all the way down till the last couple seconds.
Yeah, we'll get some of those stats here in a few minutes from Richard Johns. Right now, we've got our guys down on the field trying to chase the players and the head coaches. In a situation like this, it is just bedlam on the field. They're running around there. Jared Nichols has the gold ball. He's taking it over so the band can see it. Everybody wants to touch and kiss and caress that gold ball. Meanwhile, Doc Blevins and Jeff Johns are down trying to find the head coach, who's also grabbing, the coach is also talking to other people, including his family.
Yeah.
So you're trying to kind of corral that. Then we're also going to be trying to get to C.J. Moore, Kyrie Fisher, and Shamari, of course, and a couple others here tonight to talk to those players on their way out. A terrific senior class who probably came in, Zach, 4 years ago thinking they'd have a couple of state championships.
Sure they did. This program itself really breeds champions, and they grow up at such a young age playing this little Indian Nations football, and they play to be a Redskin. And they wanted more than one getting out of here as seniors, but that's kind of what they said last year too, and they were so close to that, just never, didn't get to touch it. And these guys had to go to Christmas and everything last year coming into this and thinking, we've got to do just that little bit of more to get here.
Yeah, to not even get to the state finals, a couple of those years, including last year, you got your nemesis in the semis like this year, and you think you got a really good chance, and you don't get that done.
What they thought going into last week, or 2 weeks ago, man, we've got to face Jinx before the gold ball, it's just got to be really difficult.
And
they
back
did a great job.
Same place you did it last year. So now there's certainly some thought process there too. In the old days, the Jinx Union rivalry was winner in the regular season,
flip.
Yeah, would always lose in the playoffs. Now Jinx flipped that a couple of times, and Union did honestly too. during their four in a row run, and the series has been so unusual back and forth like that. But the other thing is, the West Side has got to be frustrated. This is the 20th consecutive win for Union or Jinx.
And there was a lot of battle this week on the radio, and that the West is, you know, West has come about. This is their year, and rightfully should so. They played strong. Norman North had a great season, had a lot of great players the last couple of years, and they're competing, right? They're competing very well. Just unfortunate that it's staying over here on the east side.
We'll take on some of the stats here. Now, as you mentioned, to the half with 44 total yards. Well, they end the game with 326.
It's a big second half.
It doesn't take you long to realize they put together about 280 yards in the second half. Marquardt was just a warrior tonight. 26 of 44 for 308 yards and four touchdowns and no interceptions. As I said, he's an Ohio State commit. He's going to be fun to watch when he gets to that next level. Rushing, Alexander carried eight times for 17 yards, and honestly, the rushing game was never a thing for Norman North.
No.
McClellan carried it one for the 1 yard of the touchdown late. Marquardt carried it eight times for 9 yards, but was also sacked three times. Receiving, Simmons four catches for 40 yards and a touchdown. McClellan two for 16. Alexander four for 54. Klein three for 68, two scores. And how about Drake Stoops? Four catches for 32 yards and a touchdown, but he was much better than four catches tonight.
He was all over the field, and he has been since we've known him and got to watch him. The kid is all over, and he's another high-energy guy that just continues to go, returning kicks, covering kicks, all of that.
And Kohler, who is, we said is the Iowa State commit, three catches, 44 yards, and a score. So 308 passing yards tonight for Norman North, only 18 rushing yards, 326 yards total. But this is a team that came in averaging 543. They're held, you know, almost, well, more than 200 yards below their average. They were 6 of 14 on third down was Norman North. So that's a look at their stats and how they did. As far as Union goes, we'll get those here in a second. And Coach Frederick is just finishing up some other commitments, and Doc's going to grab him and put the headset on him right there. He's got to be feeling good about this because, you know, even though you're the head coach at Union, you don't win one in a couple of years in a row, and I'm not going to say there's pressure.
Well, even Stoops get a little nervous when they don't, you know. You're put in a position at a high offense, you know, in a high school. You're asked to win. You know, that's all there is to it.
You know, you go out in your neighborhood, and you go to dinner, and you go get your dry cleaning and all those kinds of things. I remember when Nolan Richardson was at TU and won the NIT. In those end years when he had some more struggles, and when he goes to Arkansas and had real struggles, he said that's my drive-through period. I said, what do you mean? He said, because I drove through for everything, my laundry, my anything else,
because
I didn't want anybody to see me. And you know some of that can happen. There's no question about that. So not that there's pressure. I don't certainly think that's the case, but I think self-imposed.
You feel it though. Sure, yeah. Absolutely feel it.
As soon as Kirk has finished with one other guy, we're going to get a chance to get him.
Well, just like any true champion, if you don't win, then you feel like you probably let your team down, right? And you put even more pressure on yourself. So I'm excited for Coach Fred for all the work that they put in for this one.
I love this, the thing that the Union kids do. Look at all the kids in gold.
Oh, I know. I was thinking that, too, when you were talking. So it's really cool. I'm like, where do they get it all, too, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
They don't have that many gold shirts and hats and gloves at Kmart.
I just think it's terrific. My daughter, when she was a senior here, wore her all gold to the state finals that year, and I think the kids that come out and do that, I think that's really cool. All right, Kirk Frederick, the head football coach, is joining us down on the field. First of all, just congratulations, Kirk. That was a heck of a performance.
Oh, thank you very much. We were real excited about the way it turned out, obviously, and I told them that the last 5-6 minutes were kind of indicative of probably the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, and that it just seemed to drag on forever. Coming up short a few times. I'm so proud of these kids and the way they've come through and we're able to close it out with the victory after their hard work.
You told Doc Blevins that you really needed to run the ball tonight. Shamari goes over 200 yards, but you threw it effectively as well. Your game plan coming in, did you want to be completely balanced, or did you think tonight we've got to run it to be successful?
I felt like that with the way that our passing game operated, that we had to have an opportunity to run the football and create ways. I thought Coach Roepke and his staff did a great job of formationing some plays where we got some leverage on some people and really had some outstanding play calls within that. And then, you know, most of the time they had two guys rolled over CJ, so you had to be patient and take some of the underneath stuff, and then the athletes were able to make those underneath throws into some big plays with their feet.
Coach, I just want to see What do you have to say about getting your fingers back on that gold ball?
It'll be passed around many times, but I promise you, I'll have I'll have enough time with it to get a Christmas card picture or something out of it.
Yeah, you know what? I can see that. That would be a really good idea. And one thing that I think we need to mention is how much Landon Wood made a difference for you tonight. He fielded a bunch of kicks and returns or saved you yards that could have changed the face of this game.
Yeah, we really did. Our special teams, I was very proud of those guys in the way they played. Our kickoff coverage was excellent. Noah kicked the ball, placed it perfectly on kickoffs in the corner, put a lot of pressure on the return team. And, the way we recovered the onside kicks, just everything about it, I felt like our guys did an outstanding job.
And it was also one of those nights, it's kind of like the World Series in the seventh game, pitchers are going to go. You ended up with guys, you had Darius playing some defense, you had CJ playing some defense. I got to think those guys were really having a good time with that during the week in practice and running out there, were they?
Oh, they were. Early in the year, you're looking for those guys in certain packages, and they're like, Coach, you're never going to put us in that. So tonight, I think they were prepared all the way through. They just waiting right there on the sideline. I think he told me to get in and prepared. We never had any lag in any of that stuff. So proud of those guys.
You know, if we knew the answer to this, we'd all be rich. But your team hit their absolute stride at the absolute right moment, playing the best football in the playoffs. How'd you do that?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you, because that's a tough thing to do with 15-year-olds and 15 through 17-year-olds. And really proud, again, got a great staff and those guys working with the kids each and every day. It's a lot of hours. It's a relationship-building process. But for our kids, we just continue to tell them to get better and better. Even going into this game at halftime, I said, y'all can play better football. And we continue to try to improve all the way through.
You know, this is a situation, obviously, where, the East Side has continued to win championships, but it's been a couple of years for you guys. And I know how important it is for you and for these guys and for these coaches and for this side of the state to keep it over here. How important is that to you now?
Well, we're excited to be able to represent the teams on this side, without a doubt. But, that takes a back seat to what it means to some of these seniors. Some of these kids that may have only got a snap or two, or that work so hard in special teams, in scout teams all week long. You just wouldn't believe, if you came to our practices, the way our seniors work. Guys that don't get to play very much, the way they push us and get us better.
Last thing. What in the world? I mean, the Hoopengarner. First of all, that's a great call. Second of all, it's a gutsy call. Third of all, it's a great catch.
If you're going to win a championship, you got to let them hang out, And I mean, that's one of those plays. We said obviously for us, we needed to be on that hash and need to be inside 5 yards, because he probably would have ran out of breath any further.
When he made the catch, which is a great catch, as Zach pointed out, it took him about, 3 seconds to get all his momentum shifted back the other way.
There is no doubt.
Did you think when he caught it, he was going to score?
Oh, yeah. We knew if we could execute the play, it'd score. But it's always scary, you make that call. Like I said, you're like, I'm laying it out here, guys. Let's see if we can make some history here, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I know that there's, you were in the unique situation every year to have these guys cycle through, and there's going to be some of these seniors you're going to miss, but I got to tell you, I'm going to miss watching guys like Shamari, who have just dedicated so much to the program.
No doubt. These guys have given so much, and I have a lot of gratitude for what our kids have done.
Outstanding. We're going to let you go celebrate. Thanks very much.
Congrats, Coach.
All right, that is head football coach Kirk Frederick, and now they're going to go round up some players. And you can hear there's some – I hear gratitude. I also hear a little relief, don't you?
Oh, I think so. There's a lot of tension in his voice a lot of times. I think he is completely relaxed now, knowing that, he gets to buck that monkey off and get excited for the victory.
All right, so we're going to wait for the players to get over and – Now we got CJ Moore right now. All right, can you go right ahead, Doc Blevins?
Well, I always enjoy talking to CJ, because he is one fine football player, son. You had a great game tonight.
Sir, it was the line. They did a very good job, and the quarterback, they did also a very good job of throwing the ball, holding the defensive line, and our defense also did very good.
And you were in bounds on that last.
Yes.
Well, it didn't matter, but you make such athletic plays. Now, I want you to compare yourself to your cousin. Which one of you or Tracy Moore, is the best athlete?
Oh, I'm the better one. Tracy was just big, and he could catch. I got it all.
Well, you do, and you have moves that I haven't seen on the part of high school guys very often. And you're just a junior. You got one more year, and you're probably going to fill out a little bit along the way.
I hope so.
What do you weigh right now?
I weigh 175 right now.
What would you like to play at next year?
Probably like 190, 185, somewhere around there.
Hey, Doc, yeah. I want you to ask him something for me. I watched as he was going back and forth with some other guys on the huddle program in the last couple of days, and he's been very outspoken about being focused on this game. Did he take this week as something he needed to be a leader?
Okay. Rick is on that huddle deal that you post on sometimes, and he said – you were kind of admonishing people to stay focused and get out there. Did you just felt like you took on a little bit more of a leadership role that way?
As being one of the top receivers, I felt like I needed to be a leader. I feel like I've done a pretty good job. I've tried to be a leader as much as I can. And, you know, playing a team like Norman North, they can come back fast. So we have to stay focused, stay positive. Have short memory and just keep playing.
Well, that's a great attitude, and congratulations. One more question. Beginning of the year, quarterback was unsettled. We're not sure what we're going to do. Worked out pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked out great. You know, obviously we've came this far. We only lost two games, so he did a great job this year.
All right, thank you for being with us, CJ. And I'm going to send it upstairs, and then I'm going to go get Shamari and talk to him. He's supposed to be headed this way.
He's straight ahead of you, Doc.
Yeah, thanks very much, Doc. Yeah, we can see him a little bit better up here. Doc said he was vertically challenged, and I've been through that. Zach, you're a little taller, but from where we are right now, we can see him, so keep going right straight ahead, Doc Levins. We'll get him to that. And, you know, CJ was a leader, but not only that, it's really great to hear a young man who is a junior. I know a lot of people think he's a senior, but a guy who's a junior be as mature as he just sounded.
Yeah, super kid, really humble. And I think that's probably why Doc likes him so much. He's just a great character.
Right back down to the Doc thought he had Shamari. He just grabbed the number wrong, number 11. I hate double numbers. All right, so we're going to go back to doing some statistics right here. Grady Davenport, 23 attempts, 15 catches for 209 yards and 5 touchdowns tonight. That's a pretty nice night for number 5.
Well, that's a pretty fantastic night for anybody, and that's great for what a way to go out. You know, you always want to go out on top, and the gold ball is one thing, but you can have a gold ball and have a horrible game. But if you put those two things together, especially as a QB, you're pretty excited about it.
Shamari Brooks tonight, 32 carries for 229 yards and 3 touchdowns. Brown, that is, of course, Trey, 1 carry for 3 yards, and Wilson, 1 carry for 8. Receiving, Richardson, 2 catches, 31 yards and a score before he went out with an injury. Moore, 5 catches, 80 yards, 3 touchdowns. Brown, 3 for 84 and a touchdown. 209 passing yards for Union tonight, 239 rushing, 448 total yards for Union tonight. That is more than 200 than normally this team gives up. And then 6 penalties for 14 yards. Not bad at all. After penalties killed him at Norman North, they controlled that tonight.
Yeah, and I tell you, the thing about C.J. Moore is I really wanted him to come on early season. I'm like, man, that guy really came on with a fire last year. I wanted to see a lot of balls in his hands scoring touchdowns. And it took a while to get that kind of flow going. I think it was not until Owosso. And Owosso, he had 3 touchdowns or 4 touchdowns in that game. But up until that point, he only had 3 for the year. And he came into this with 10. So, and then tonight had 2 or 3. I mean, just an outstanding game for him. And really, again, excited to see what we get to bring back next year.
Yeah, you got AK coming back, and you got that guy coming back. You're not bad at receiver.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
Well, now, the running back position is thick. I'm still 3 or 4 guys there, but that filled right in after Shamari.
Really look at Darius Boone as maybe being the guy that steps up to take that role, who is faster than Shamari.
Bigger.
And slightly. I don't know that he runs quite as hard. Shamari is
more like a – he's more of a – beat you up kind of runner instead of shifty and moving, making
things
happen.
It'll be interesting to watch how he develops. He reminds me a little more of an Eric Dickerson. He's a little more up and down, but he can run away from you. But they've got plenty. Now, of course, at quarterback, you're going to lose 2.
Yep.
So you know, you've got some guys, and you've got some young guys back there that you hope to bring back, and you're going to lose some offensive linemen as well, including one who scored tonight, which is just a lot of fun. We're going to take a break, get back, and we'll get to Doc down there with more players in a moment. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote.
It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU. But maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Union, the 6A1 state champions, winning 57-43 over Norman North. Back down to the field with Doc Blevins. Doc?
Okay, we have Trey Brown with us. Trey, you got to show off a little bit tonight in front of the guy you're going to play for next year. How'd that feel?
It felt amazing, you know, getting to lock his kid up. I mean, last time he had two catches. This game he didn't have any catches, so that's pretty big. That's pretty big. Exciting.
And did you know the Stoops boys? Had you met them?
What'd you say, sir?
The Stoops kids that you played against tonight. Did you know those guys?
Oh, yeah, I know them. I talk to them outside. We talk in the game, outside the game. So it's pretty amazing. They're really good people.
You turned on some just extra special speed on that one around the end there. Yeah, little more motivated tonight than even normal?
Oh, yes. You know, I was just, my blood was really pumping. You know, it's a championship game, last game. So I really wanted that one right there. I wanted all of them.
And how does it feel, though? You know, you're a state champion. You also played your last game for the Redskins.
It feels amazing, man. I'm blessed to bring back a championship to the city. Yes, Tulsa. You know, we've been in a drought. Last time we won was like 2011. So it feels pretty good to go out as a state champion.
And that's 21 straight games or years that the state championship's been right here on this side of the state, either Union or Jinx. And congratulations. What a great time. Did you... anything special they had you work on this week, something they wanted to maybe use you in some different ways?
I mean, I knew we was going to do that punt, the trick punt play, and that was pretty much it, and it worked out really well.
Well, Trey, congratulations. Congratulations on being a state champion and bringing it back to Union. Union's ninth state championship. You'll always be part of that.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
We'll send it back up to Rick.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks very much, Doc Blevins. We're going to close it up. That's going to do it for us right there. That young man's going to go play at the University of Oklahoma for Bob Stoops. And you know what? If he uses that God-given talent, you will see him flashing across fields in the Big 12 for quite a while.
Yeah, I think we'll see a lot of him. He's exciting to watch. He's a guy that stands out at this league, and he'll stand out at the next, and he'll be fun to watch.
All right, a couple of people to thank before we move on. First of all, Mike Downing, who has kept this thing between the ditches. It's not always Mike's fault when it gets out, when it comes off the tracks. That's usually my fault, but thank you to him. I want to say thanks to Chris Lincoln, too. As you know, a long time ago, someone told me in radio, never have somebody fill in for you who's better than you, and I missed that memo.
It's kind of like going down when you're injured,
yeah,
right?
Right, because the guy that fills in for me did ABC college football on television, and I know Chris likes it, and I love having he and Becky around. They were in the booth earlier tonight, and I want to thank you to them. Thanks to Richard and Jeff for being here as you have been in the past. I appreciate that. To you, Zach, as well. I really like this crew. I like doing this, and we all have a good time together. And you know, people might think that off the air we all shoot at each other, but we don't. We're all good friends, and I think that's really kind of cool. I've known Richard for 1,000 years anyway. And then the last thing before we go, I want to dedicate this broadcast to Wesley Warren. Wes passed away 2 days ago after a very short battle with cancer. We worked with Wes at KRMG, and he worked at several other radio stations around Tulsa, and he's one of the best people you'll ever meet. You know, people say that all the time, but I knew Wes for, 20 years. I never saw him not smiling, even when he was sick. I never saw him not with a funny thing to say or a meme to put on social media. And it was a very, very fast thing. And I know for Sheila and the family, that was very difficult. Wes was his charming self right to the very end. So, Wes, this one's for you, my friend. Union, a winner in the state championship 6A1 game. Their ninth state championship as the Redskins win 57-43. That's going to do it for H.A. Chapman Stadium. We'll see you next year on Union Football on KRMG.